The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Yevomis Daf Vov. The Gemara on today's blot brings a braisa. Yochel, I would think, Omer lai ovev hitama, if his father told him, talking to a kain, that he should metame to a mace, which is also to a kain, oisha omer loy al tachzir, or his father tells him not to return an aveda, basically, his father is telling him to be either a loisa se midaraisa, yochel yishma loy, I would think that he should listen to his father. Talmud Leimar, the Pasuk says, Ish imoi v'aviv tiro v'es shabsoisai tishmeru kulchem chayovim b'chvedi. The Gemara learns out, machleks rishenim exactly how, either from the word tishmeru or from the word ani Hashem, but al kolponim, the Gemara learns out from this Pasuk that the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim is not doiche a loisa seishe b'teira. The Ritva asks, what's pshat in the tzivui of the father hitama? Ayisha amolei al tachzir. What was the father telling him? If you learn the Gemara Kipshuta, you'd sound like the father was stam telling him to become tamei to a mace, stam telling the kayin to be over mitzvahs lo yisaseh, and there was no benefit whatsoever to the father in this particular tzivui that he's giving. Ayisha amolei al tachzir. The father is telling him, do not give back an Aveda. Again, it would seem, Bashkofa Rishayna, that the father is not gaining anything from this tzivoy. And the mashmois would then be, that if the father commands his son to do something, which the father has no gain from that particular tzivoy, that would still be nichlal in the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim. And only when the father commands the son to do a dvar aveira, only in that case is the son not mechuyav to listen to the father. However, if the father would command his son to do a dvar reshus, which the father gains nothing from, the implication of our Gemara would be that the son would be mechuyav als mitzvah kibud av v'eim to listen to the tzivui of his father. The Ritva on our Gemara says that that is not the case, and that is not what one should deduce from our Gemara. The Ritva says that al karchach, our Gemara is referring to a case where the father has a gain. For example, the only available place to cook supper for the father is in the Beis HaKfaras. If the son were to engage in returning the Aveda, so then the father would not get his proper kibud of ma'achila yomashkeil. The son would then not be able to take care of his father. Therefore, the Zokta Ritva, had it been a Dvar Rishus, the son would be Mechuyiv to listen. If it's a Bittel Leisaseh, the son is not Mechuyiv to listen. However, Zokta Ritva, clearly and unequivocally, that if the father has nothing to gain, there is no mitzvah of Kibud Av V'eim, and even if the father tells the son to do a Dvar Rishus, there's no Bittel mitzvah involved, the son is not Mechuyiv to listen to the father. The mitzvah of kibud av v'eim is, as it says in the Gemara in Kedushin, and as is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Ezu kibud ma'achiloi, mashkeu, malbish, mechase, machnes, moitzi, things which the father has a direct gain. If the father does not have a direct gain, there is no mitzvah of kibud av v'eim. The Rashba, over here in our sugya, is similar to the Ritva. However, there is a tremendous difference between the Shita of the Rashba and the Ramban and the Ritva. The Rashba says, afal pi sha'amalei ha'av lechamer achara behema. Even if the father tells his son to follow that behema, she'ein ikar kfeidai, that the ikar, and this is the key word, the ikar of kibud avim el b'mashiyesh loy b'hana, is something which the father has a physical enjoyment. Ukedarina b'kedusha ezu kavein machila u'mashkeu malbisha yeman ilay. Aval omer loy lases dover she'ein loy b'hana shel klum. But if the father tells the son to do something which he does not have hana from, ein ze kavein chen tstave oleh. This is not the kavod which the son is commanded. The kavod kazeh, these are key words, and this kavod ein by asei shel Torah sheyidche afilu lav greda. That this kavod does not have an asei midah raisa, which could go ahead and be doiche a lois asei. So, if one reads the Rashba carefully, one sees that although the Rashba primarily agrees with the Ritva that the Iker Mitzvah of Kibud Avim is only in something that the father has hanah from, however, the Rashba says that this, that our this halacha, that one does not, that one is not considered to be kibud of the aim unless the father gains, that's only true in our Gemara's Havamina. When our Gemara is playing an asay versus a lois asay, the asay of kibud of the aim versus the lois asay of hitama or of hashavas aveda, in that situation there's absolutely no Havamina that if the father is not having a direct benefit, that and that such a kibud could be doicha lois asei. However, the implication of the Rashba is that when one does not have a stira between an asei and a lois asei, when the father tells his son to do a dvar rishus, something which the father does not gain from, the son would still be mechuyev to go ahead and to follow his father, to listen to his father's instructions. Basically, the Ritva says that there is no chiyuv kibud of aim when the father does not have a gain. The Rashba says that the main chiyuv of kibud of aim is only in a case where the father has a chiyuv. Therefore, in our Gemara, when we have a pasuk to tell you that kibud of aim is not doicha loisa seisha v'tayra, we're talking about the main type of kibud of aim, the ikar of kibud of aim, and that's the case where the father has direct benefits. However, where the father does not have direct benefits, so in such a circumstance, there was no hava mina that kibud of aim could be doicha a loisa sei. However, when there is no loisa sei involved, the son would be mechuyev to go ahead and to be mechabed his father in that way by listening to his father. There are several mahalchim and achrenim to try to understand what are these two levels of kibud of aim. What does it mean? The ikar kibud of aim is when the father has hanah, and the non-ikar kibud of aim is when the father does not have hanah. The one pshat is that kibud of aim mid araisa is when the father has hanah. However, since we see that the rotzen of the Torah is that parents, children should be mechaber their parents, therefore there is a kibud of aim mid rabbanon on a type of kibud where the father does not have direct hanah. And therefore, the ikar mitzvah kibud of aim, the mitzvah de araisa of kibud of aim, that is dafka where the father has direct hanah. If the father does not have direct hanah, that would only be derabanan. That's the first pshat. The Goin in Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Siman Reish Mem, learns clearly that there is a mitzvah se de araisa of kibud of aim, even in a case where the father does not have a physical hanah in the tzivui that he is giving to his son. The story over there is talking about where the father told his son not to marry a particular woman who he wanted to marry, and the Marik says that the son does not have to listen to his father, because we hold that Kibud of Aim is Mishal Av and not Mishal Ben, that the father has to pay for the food and not the child, and the son giving up the shidduch that he would like to marry, that is considered to be Mishal Ben, that is considered that the son is giving up from his own property, and therefore the son is not Mechuyiv in Kibud of Aim. The Goyin says that except for this new reason, that this is not considered to be Kibud of a Mishal Av, this is considered to be Mishal Ben, and therefore the sons not have to listen for a different reason, for a Zaitika reason. But even though the father does not gain any physical pleasure by who the son marries, he cites our Rashba as saying there is still a mitzvah say the raisa of Kibud of Aim in such a case. So the Goyin obviously learns that the kibud, where there is no direct hana, is still a kibud midah oraisa. The Chazanish learns that it's like chatzishir. Chatzishir is also an atayra. However, what's negated to many things, for example, a shvu is not chal on a dvar mitzvah. However, a shvu is chal on a chatzishir. So therefore, the Chazanish learns up that it's midoraisa, but it's not the ikar mitzvah. It's like chatzishir. Therefore, the mitzvah, in order to go ahead and be deicha loisase, that needs the ikar mitzvah. Otherwise, we wouldn't even have a havamina that through deicha a mitzvah loisase. However, avada, there is a mitzvah deraisa. So we have so far two mahalachim. One mahalach is that it's only achi of the rabbanim where the father does not have direct hana. The second is the sheet of the goyin, Baruch Berlo is like that, that it is a mitzvah midaraisa. The hamaknet in Kedushin learns up that the chiv of listening to one's parents, when the parents tell the son to do something which they do not have a physical gain, does not come from kavod, but rather comes from meira. Because one of the parts of meira is lo yister estevarov, one is not allowed to contradict their father in discussion. So too, if the father directly tells his child to go ahead and do something, so then that does not fall under the category of kavod, that falls under the category of meira. And the Hamakna says that with this we can understand why Chazal tell us that a married woman does not have proper time to do meira of the aim. We can understand why a woman does not have the proper time to keep it of aim. Ma'achiloi, ma'ashkeyu, she's meshubah to her husband, she's meshubah to her family. But meira, which all meira refers to is, it would seem to be negatives, not to, ezu meira, layamay bim kaime, not to stand in their place. Layeshev mokam yuchloi, not to sit in their chair. Loi soyser esdavarav, not to contradict. Loi machriya esdavarav, not to tell the father that he is correct. Loi kreenu b'shmai, why not to call him by his name? Why should a woman be too busy with her family not to do these things? Zokta hamakna, if we include into the category of loyser esdavarav, if the parent tells the child to do something which they do not have a direct benefit from, so then we can see how that can become a time-consuming event, and then, in such a situation, the daughter who's busy with her family would be potter. Lahalacha, the Hamakne, and the Chazanish, and Rudis and Karelts in their Sefer Chut HaShani, we paskin, like the Goyin and like the Rashba, that there is a mitzvah saseh of kibud, at least a mitzvah saseh of kibud midrabanan, when the father does not get direct hana. However, there are two more points that we have to make. First of all, the Chazanish writes that if it's something which will give the father tsar, so then everybody agrees that that is included in the mitzvah of kibud. One is not allowed to go ahead and give their parents tsar. Therefore, zok the Chazanish, that not only is direct hana, for example, like ma'achiloi u'mashkeyu, part of kibud of aim, but also not listening to a parent where the parent has direct tzar. For example, if a parent does not want a particular shidduch because they feel this is not good for the child, the nefesh of a parent worries very much about a child. So in such a situation, even if the parent does not have a physical gain, that would still be nichlal in kibud avim, unless we would employ these other svaras that the Ma'arik says that a shidduch might be different. However, if a parent commands his child to call him when he arrives at his destination, which is very normal that parents worry about their child, not to do so would be a bittul of kibud avim. That is a chasaron in kibud, because to cause parents tsar, to cause parents a feeling of discomfort, of unhappiness, even if it is something which pertains to the child because of their great concern for the child, that is directly an issue of kibud avim. What we're talking about over here is something which is the rotzon of the parents, but it's not something which, if the child does it or doesn't do it, will cause the parents tsar. That's something that the Rishonim argue whether there is a mitzvah of kibud or not, and lahalacha one would have to be machmir. Rav Nissen Karelitz points out, however, that is all if the parent's request is what we call hegyoni. It's something which makes sense, because as we said earlier, kibud av v'eim is mishal av, it is not mishal ben. If there is going to be a cost to the child which is beyond what is expected, then the parent's request would not have to be honored. First of all, we would not look at it like it's the father, it's like the son who is causing anguish to his parents. We would look at it like the parent is causing anguish to themselves by having such a unreasonable request. And also, kibud av v'eim is mishel av, it is not mishel ben. So therefore, the famous question, if your mother is cold, do you have to wear a sweater or not? It would seem that you should wear a sweater, because even the parent, though the parent does not get direct hanah, one would be mechuyav to listen. Really, we should divide this into three different categories. If the weather is such that the mother would have tsar if the child does not wear a sweater, so then he has no right to be mitzar his parents. If the weather is of that temperature, where the mother would be worried about the child, worried the child catching a cold, if the sweater is not worn, so then everyone would agree the sweater must be worn. If it's weather that the parent would not have tsar, but it's not something the child wants to do, the child still must listen to the parents. However, if it is so hot outside that the request is illogical, and therefore the child is going to suffer extreme discomfort by wearing that sweater, so then the child would be already a case where kibud av v'eim is mishal av and not mishal ben. The child would not be mechuyev to suffer extreme discomfort to wear that sweater. And even if the parents would have tsar for the child not wearing the sweater, in that case it would be mutter not to wear the sweater. Again, because in that case, since the request is an illogical request, we do not view it as if the child is paining their parents, but rather as if the parent has a mishagas and is causing pain to themselves.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.